that's why comedy was really the way to tell this story. Because, you know, all comedy is based on sort of pain and struggle. And so this is the best way into a tricky, touchy subject, is to find the humor in the characters and the humor in their struggle. And there's some great twists and turns in the movie that once you've been loosened up by the humor, then you really go on this ride with them.
Hey, everybody. That's the great comedic actress, Patricia Heaton. She is talking about her new film, Unexpected, that she and her husband, David Hunt, have produced and David directed. And this film is a really cool offbeat comedy. And she is addressing sort of how they use comedy to be able to deal with some of the sensitive subject matter of the film. It's a really cool conversation, kind of a look behind the curtain as to how a film is made. It's this film is adapted from a book and the challenges of doing that. So this is a really interesting conversation and fun. They're really fun together. So enjoy this. Please tell your friends. Before we get to the interview, listen, please don't be this person, okay? I'm on the highway. I'm in the middle lane. There's a guy on the right side. He's going about literally 45. Speed limit 65. I start to pass the guy, and what does he do? He starts to speed up to keep up with me and equal my speed. Now, listen, there are a whole lot of emotional, mental issues with that person going back to childhood that that person needs to work out. Don't work it out on the highway with me, okay? If I'm passing you, stick to your lane, literally. You pick the speed, 45, that's your speed. You don't get to speed up just to annoy me. And literally, just like it was like a horse race, okay? And we were like head to head. It was like, it was ridiculous. Like, if you're going to speed up, then go 80 and blow by me. Okay. If you do it, I'm probably going to have an apple in the car. I'm going to roll my window down and throw the apple at you. So just stick to 45 and everybody's going to be better off. And you need to see a therapist. Oh, I feel much better now. Okay. Enjoy Patricia Heaton and David Hunt. This is a really fun conversation. And please, as always, tell your friends about the podcast and go leave some nice reviews if you haven't yet. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My guest this week, Patricia Heaton and her husband and fellow actor and director, David Hunt. Patricia's a 3-time Emmy winner for her roles on Everybody Loves Raymond in the Middle. David is a terrific actor. You've seen him in Mad Men, 24 Monk, and directed the Netflix streaming series, Versailles. And it's really great to have you on and to talk about your film that's out, Unexpected, on iTunes. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us, Paul. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So this is a really, really fun comedy that's got some really interesting sort of subtext to it and some sort of subplots. And it centers around a couple that are struggling, let's say, tell people a little bit about the film. And I know it was based on a book. What prompted you to option this book quite a long time ago, from what I understand?
Yeah, Unexpected is this great story about this couple, Bob and Amy, who are trying to have kids and can't, and she wants to adopt and he doesn't. And it's about this really, it's a funny, kind of moving, twisted journey to resolve this issue. And we'd 19 years ago had optioned a book about a couple who rescues a lot of animals. And Dave discovered, once we got a script together and did a table read, that it wasn't really working. Right, Dave?
No, it was just about rescuing animals at that point. And I knew we needed a different engine to drive the story forward. And I turned to the writer and I said, hey, let's make it about a couple who can't have kids, and that the animals are a substitute for children. So they'll go on a journey for adoption. He goes, oh, great idea. A week later, he calls me back and he says, hey, I've got the first draft for you. I said, what, in a week? He says, yeah, and I never told you this, but both my girls are adopted. And my jaw hit the floor because we had been working with him for several years. So I realized at that moment that we'd struck a nerve.
Yeah,
it turns out, story of adoption and people struggling with not just pregnancy, but the whole existential crisis, you know, and marriage. And it really did strike a nerve with people. And we've screened it a couple of times, and people have really flipped for the film. The reaction's been actually more than we expected, to be honest.
How do you know That's one of my questions. You know, guys, as producers, I mean, you've been involved at the highest levels of this business in front and behind the camera. But, you know, when you're adapting a book, it's such a big undertaking and you want to try to stay true to the book. How did you know that it needed to be about adopting children? What was it in your gut that told you that?
We had terrific actors who did this table read, right? It was like Richard Schiff and Dietrich Bader and it's all these wonderful people. I mean, you have all these great actors and it's not working despite that. Then, you know, you have to, you know, find a different way into the story.
Oh, yeah.
There weren't enough dramatic elements to that story that made a movie that would hold your attention for, you know, 100 minutes or so. And I threw it after like 20 pages.
Yeah. And so one of the things in the film and sort of, I think in life is, and I know folks that couldn't, friends that couldn't have kids and they started to talk about adopting it. Where is that line where you go, well, this is just what, whether or not you're religious or not, like this is kind of what a higher power wants. We shouldn't have kids and not push it too much, right? Like, isn't there that conversation that sort of has to happen either between the couple or internally or sort of about a sort of higher being or higher message that's saying, you know, maybe you don't want to push it to adopt kids because it wasn't meant to be for you to have children. And is that something that you guys wanted to try to address at all?
Well,
I think those conversations are interesting because
there's a wonderful scene in the film where Bob and Amy have exactly that discussion. And some of those discussions were lifted verbatim almost from the writer's own experience with his wife, as they struggled with the whole issue. You know, it's not our kid. Yes, it is our kid. You know, if you're adopting that kind of thing, and it's actually a really tricky and sensitive subject because it brings everything up. You know, for men and women.
Yeah, and that's why comedy was really the way to tell this story. Because, you know, all comedy is based on sort of pain and struggle. And so this is the best way into a tricky, touchy subject is to find the humor in the characters and the humor in their struggle. And there's some great twists and turns in the movie that once you've been loosened up by the humor, then you really go on this ride with them.
My goal was always, I spoke to the music supervisor early on. Look, I want to make people laugh and I want to entertain them, but I also want to disarm them because then there's going to be moments I want to go in and reach in and try and touch their hearts and move people because it is such a difficult subject. But ultimately, it's about how we're all connected. It doesn't matter if you have kids or you don't have kids or anyway, there's a lot of stuff in the film that really addresses all of that. And I think that's why. I hope, he said humbly, the audience have reacted in such a powerful way to this film as they have been.
Well, I mean, it's been in all the major festivals and the write-ups have been terrific on it. And from what I see too, it's just, there are a lot of elements that feel, you know, my wife and I have a child. We didn't have any trouble having a child, although we've had trouble having a second one. So we have only the one, but there is still sort of these struggles that this couple go through that I think are very relatable. And I think we are all connected. And I think because we've been so divisive in our country, we lose sight of that, you know, but we're all kind of muddling through. And, you know, I know Bob, the husband is, you know, he's a music critic, but he's been demoted and he's addicted to Zoloft and trying to, that scene with his therapist, like saying 50 milligrams, I'm not going to give it away, is hilarious.
Isn't it? Well, I mean, Pat Finn, you know, Pat Finn is also a comedian. He was also on The Middle, the actor that plays that therapist. And it was like our secret weapon. But he did the table read and we were falling off our chairs laughing. And even Joe Mazzello, who plays Bob, could not keep a straight face doing it.
Paul, I got to tell you about this because you'll appreciate it. When we did the table read, I had Pat read two or three characters because I wasn't sure which one he would fit best in. And he said, yeah, I'd really like to play, you know, this person. But he had done this particular character that you saw that ended up in the film. And I just couldn't get it out of my head. We were dying laughing at this characterization. So I said, no, this is the guy you have to play. So when we were shooting it, he started improvising stuff. And I just let the camera roll. And the crew, literally, we all had to turn away. and people were, you know, you can see shoulders going up and down in the background. And
yeah.
It was so funny, every single take.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions, is like, how much improvisation did you allow? Some directors don't. And how did the script change or tweak? You know, I mean, I think, you know, my acting coach always says, you know, you're telling a story and moving pictures. It's not really about you as the actor. It's always serve the story and service the story and you'll be fine. And so once you're in it, you know, actors have life experiences, some of which might relate. You're tapping into things that are very personal, that relate to people, connect people emotionally. Did you allow for the actors to say, you know, maybe this line should be a little different here, or maybe he would or she would do this or say this? How much of that did you allow to happen as the director on this?
In the therapist scenes, I allowed more latitude. In some of the other scenes, I didn't. But it's a very insightful, actually, it's a brilliant question, Paul, if I might say so, because it speaks to the heart of telling any story, and particularly on film. There are some moments in the film where I had to go to the actors and say, I need you to go to this place. It's not going to be comfortable, but the scene will only work if you do. And sometimes I had resistance and sometimes I didn't. But being an actor, I understood what it sort of would take to get there. So in the therapist scenes, which are clearly tongue-in-cheek and much more comical, I allowed Pat and Paul Hipp, who played another therapist, to go a little further with the comedy stuff. But in the more emotional stuff, I stuck closer to the script, but I wanted the actors to go deeper. And right. I'll just mention the picnic blanket scene. If people watch the film, they'll know what I'm talking about, which I've seen 1,000 times and I still cry, because those guys left everything on the blanket in this case, but everything, they didn't leave anything behind when they. I had to shoot it in one as a result. I had to shoot it like a little mini play, because I didn't want to do coverage because it was so powerful. And I think it worked as a result.
Yeah, it's the best way to work. You're truly collaborating as artists, and that's the beautiful thing. That's the one thing that I find lonely about just I act as well, but what I love about acting that is not there with me with stand up is it's a very solo experience, right? It's me about what I have to say. Obviously, I'm making a connection with the audience, but you're not, I guess, collaborating creatively with people the way you are as actors. I think it's so fun and so fulfilling. Patricia, you had mentioned someone, you had an interview and you said, usually talking about working together with David, you know, we compliment each other as far as our talent goes, and usually we have one big fight. I related to that because I grew up in a family furniture business. And so I know what it's like to work with the people you love. How does this work as producers and Dave as a director? Where is the sort of the lines of responsibility? Who's doing what and how do they intersect when you work together like this on a project?
Yeah, you kind of have to set up parameters. And sometimes you only can figure out what those parameters are when you've been fighting. And so you have to kind of step back and say, okay, how do we do this? Because our mutual goal is to get these projects to the finish line. And so, for instance, to be really like granular about it, we're both sitting behind a monitor. Dave is doing all the heavy lifting. I'm like the second set of eyes that says, you know what, move that plate a little to the left. It's annoying. Or whatever. But like in giving notes, like Dave's watching the scene really intensely, then he'll jump up out of his chair to go talk to the actors. And so I was like, before you jump up, let me give you my two little suggestions because I don't want to come onto the set.
Right.
Dave's director. So I don't want to come on and then tell my little suggestions. It all needs to come from Dave. You only have one captain, right?
Right.
And so, but I would have to say, don't jump up until I'm getting my shot. You know? So, because he would be like, I would come running out of the set. He said, you know, get back in your chair. He didn't say that. I'm kidding. But, you know, so it's all a matter of like setting the parameters, setting up your communication, how you're going to do it. Once you have those rules in place, then you just stick to them and everything is fine. You can still have disagreements. And, you know, the movie was actually shut down by the pandemic, and we had some, kind of a big blow up as everything was going crazy. But, you know, for the most part, it really is like setting up the rules and following them.
All right. Now I let David answer. David, is this true? Or do you feel like you have things you want to say that contradict your wife? Because I'll allow you to do that right now. I'm just kidding.
You are a prince among men. If I might have the floor for a minute.
Yes, you may, sir.
We have two massive egos on set. I'm very passionate as a director. Once I get into that storytelling, I don't want to let these moments go by. So initially I would fly out of the chair. And then when I went back, she went, I had notes for you. I'm like, oh. But as Patty says, and rightly so, once we set up this little structure, then it worked. But there was and I'm sure you won't mind me telling you the story, but I the writer was on set as well, which is not always the greatest thing to do. And he was right behind me at the monitor, and I would hear him like breathing in my neck and going, oh, after a take, I had to banish him from the room because he was making me crazy. But again, you know, it's ultimately it's about the atmosphere you create on set. And I've worked with some really great people, like, for example, Clint Eastwood, really early on in my career, showed me through osmosis. I just soaked it all up from him, watching him how he would handle actors and crew and how he was so calm. Now, everyone was eating out of his hand. Yes, he's a legend, but he created such a wonderful tone on set. And that's what I want to bring to my set. I want to get the best out of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know whether I saw this or heard this or read this about Klimt, that he wouldn't yell action. He would yell like, okay, you can begin, or whenever you're ready, or like something really very kind of calming. And like,
just for your listeners' benefit, I did the last of the Dirty Harry movies. There's a scene at the end where there's a lot of action. By the way, point of trivia, I'm the only actor in history to get Clint Eastwood's gun from him, to take Dirty Harry's gun from him. I had his huge Magnum 357 in my hand chasing him down a pier in San Francisco.
Wow. You're that person in the scene? I remember that scene.
I'm the bad guy in that film.
Can I just say something? Patricia, you got a lot of guts. Like, you know, telling your husband what to do on the set. This is a guy who took a gun away from Dirty Harry. I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a lamb. He's a lamb in real life.
Okay, thanks for setting that next fight up, Paul.
So you're on the set. Sorry, didn't mean to distract you.
But just to your point, this is a very long-winded way of answering that question. Now, there's lots of action and stunts and gunfire and all that kind of stuff. And so he gives Patty and I, this is Patricia Clarkson and I, loads of time to rehearse. And then he doesn't place the cameras or anything until we've finished, you know, doing our little rehearsal. Then it comes time to shoot. And yes, you're right. Everyone ready? You can barely hear him say it. And there's something brilliant about that, because in doing that, he's telling you that he trusts you. I've had people yell and scream and shoot guns, you know, shoot a blank pistol, starter pistol, to get the actors to jump up and
We'll
say tense up for acting actors or whatever. And, you know, in my humble opinion, it rarely works.
Well, listen, so glad you made this film. I think it's not just funny, but it's super relatable. It does connect people. I'm a big fan of that. I was doing an off-Broadway show called Permission to Speak, where I improvisationally. I bring people on stage and they tell stories from their lives. And we're now taking it out on tour. And it's the same. Frank Oz directed it. And it's the premise is if we talk, we connect. And if we connect and talk, we realize we have more in common than we think from our common story. So this is what this movie is about to me, what it's about to me in my mind, is among other things. So it's really terrific and congratulations. It's great to have you on. It is out now. It is on iTunes. The film's Unexpected. Patricia Heat and David Hunt, it's so great to have you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you so much, appreciate Paul. It.
All right, there you go. How great are those two? That was really fun to get to interview two people about a project, kind of get two different perspectives. I hope you enjoyed it. Please tell your friends about the podcast. Please go leave some nice reviews on Apple, and we will see you next week, everybody.